We're continuing the Shir in Sefer Amidos. We're up to item 38, Lamed Ches, within Emes. We're hoping tonight to finish the first section. We mentioned that in many of these chapters there are two sections to it, a Chelek Rishon, Chelek Sheni, the first section being based on Psukim and Gemaras, the second section being based more on Rabbeinu Zal's own Hasogos. We're hoping that tonight we're going to complete the first section of Emes. Last week we had started talking about this, the fact that Rabbeinu Zal says, Al Yidei Yira Bo Le'emes. Through fear of Hashem, a person is zeicha to come to honesty. And there are a few psukim brought here in the Meforshim as support for this. Yehoshua Novi said to Bnei Yisrael at one point, V'ato Yiru Es Hashem, V'ivdu Oisoi Betomim Uvi'emes. He says to Bnei Yisrael, now, learn to fear Hashem and to serve Hashem with sincerity and with honesty. We see the connection between fear Hashem and serving Hashem with honesty. The Pasuk in Nehemiah says, when they were talking about selecting a certain person for a very respectable role in leading Bnei Israel, the Pasuk says, Kihu ki'ish emes v'yoreya esholikim me'rabim. He's an honest person who fears Hashem for a long time. We know that his fear of Hashem has been consistent. So we see that these two items go together. There's another famous pasuk that Dovra Melech says in Tehillim, Ahalech ba'amitecho, Hashem lead me with your emes, yached levovi liyiro es shemecho, and reserve my heart to have the proper fear of Hashem. Putting these two items together, honesty and fear of Hashem. On this last pasuk, I would want to mention something that's really outstanding, that's mentioned in Rabbeinu Zal's forum. This tefillah of Dovra Melech, Ahalech ba'amitecho, Hashem, let me be zeichet to go with your emes. I believe it's Rav Nosson Zal who asks in Likutei Halachos, why doesn't it simply say Ahalech be'emes? Let me go in truth. Why does Dovra Melech say, lead me with your truth, Hashem? And Rav Nosson Zal explains that unfortunately this is a big problem that many people have. People come up with their own definitions of what's considered true and what's not true. Bichlal, regarding many different items in life. For example, if we would want to know a definition of an item, a special item, let's say the Gemara says in Pirkei Avos in one place, that one of the rabbis of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sent out his Talmidim to research and find out what's the most special item in the world. And the Gemara says that one of them came back and reported that after all his research, he came to the conclusion that the most important thing in the world is a chover toiv, a good friend. Taking this item, for example, a good friend, you would ask people, a person would approach people and ask them, what do you consider a good friend? And a person would say, I believe that it's such and such, or I think that it's such and such. And a person would say, you would ask the person, do you think that that's a true definition of that term? And a person would say, yes, based on what their level of understanding is. And yet, the attitude that Hashem wants a Yid to have, in terms of knowing what's true and what's false, what's correct and what's not correct, the source of truth is the Torah. The more Torah a person studies, the more they get a clear understanding of what Hashem considers to be truth. For example, in this case, people would offer a lot of different possibilities. A true friend is somebody that's always there to help you in a time of need. A true friend is one who gives you things. Each one has their own definition. And we once mentioned that the Bartanura in Mishnayis says, he's considered to be one of the most basic commentaries on the Mishnah, and he writes that the definition of chover toiv is a person who would be willing to let you know that you're doing something wrong if they felt that you were doing something wrong. And we mentioned one in discussing this, that if a person thinks into this deeply, you would see that definition automatically includes in it just about anything else that anybody would come up with in terms of defining a friend. Meaning, if a person would want to offer some other definition, having somebody that's close enough to you and that's smart enough and concerned enough and unselfish enough to be looking outside their own daladamos and looking at you and thinking of what's best for you and thinking of what's right and wrong and feels close enough to be able to point out something in a nice way when they think that you're doing something wrong, somebody that's close to you automatically has all the other levels of friendship and closeness that a person would want. So that here's an example of an aspect of emes, a truth, that people would have different definitions for, and the Torah gives a definition which in a sense is the most true. The Torah is called emes, Torah emes hoisa b'fihu. So that here, Dovra Melech's tefillah to Hashem was that I know that when it comes to emes, people have hundreds or thousands of different understandings of what the truth really is. And Dovra Melech's tefillah to Hashem was, Ahalech ba'amitecho. Hashem, let me be zeicha not to be misled by what I think is the truth or by what other people think is truth, but rather let me be zeicha to get to understand what your truth is, Hashem. And that certainly is the truth of all truth. But again, we brought this pasuk here specifically to show the connection between emes and yira. The fact that Dovra Melech put these two items together, ahalech ba'amitecho, yached levovi liyira shemecho, that a person who has yiras Hashem, that automatically leads to emes. And this is the item lamed ches. The next item that Rabbeinu Zal mentions, Rabbeinu Zal says, mi sheshomer es atzmoi mi sheker, humenatzeach tomid. A person who's careful to avoid a lie, any type of sheker, that person is always successful, always victorious. And this item is based on a pasuk in Shmuel Anovi, where the pasuk says, "V'gam netzach Yisrael lo yishoker." Kaviyochel Hashem is called Netzach Yisrael, the victory of Klal Yisrael. Netzach Yisrael is lo yishoker, is through not lying. That through the absence of sheker, that automatically means victory. Note that the word Netzach, Nitzochin, means victory in Hebrew. The word Netzach also means eternity, forever. Lo Netzach means forever, because the true victory is only when a victory is everlasting. We have this quotation of winning the battle and losing the war. There's a concept of a person thinking they won. There are people that lie, come up with all kinds of lies and falsehoods, and as a result of that, they get themselves into government positions, etc., and it appears as if he's been victorious. And then we find that somewhere down the line, a week later, a month later, 10 years later, whatever it is, the person suffers a mapola that makes up, that shows that any victory they thought they had really wasn't victory. It was only the person being lifted up higher so that when they would fall, the fall would be that much harder. So here Rabbeinu Zal is telling us that the advice of the Torah is that if a person wants to be victorious, successful, be careful to avoid any sheker. Now just to pause for a moment, looking at these two items that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned here, the fact that through yira a person comes to emes, and that through watching oneself from sheker, a person is always victorious, we started to say last week that in terms of midos, a person trying to go from one thing to the next, by acquiring one Midah Tova and then going to the next one and the next one, these are all connected. All aspects of Kedusha are all tied into one another, and the chain that they follow is based on the Midos of Hashem. The Torah itself describes Hashem's attributes, L'cho Hashem HaGedula, V'HaGvura, V'HaTiferes, V'HaNetzach, V'HaHoid, and L'cho Hashem HaMamlocha. Kaviyochel, these are all the Midos of Hashem. Yira, Ahava, Yira, Tiferes, Netzach, Choyd, Yesoid, etc. In these items that Rabbeinu Zal just presented, in these two statements, we see the clear path leading from one sphere to the next. We know that of the seven lower Midos of Hashem, the first one is Chesed, the second one is Gevura. Gevura means strength, And Gevura is often associated with Yira, fear, one who's able to instill fear because of his great strength. For example, the lion, the Aryeh, is the symbol of Gevura, and he's the one who imposes the greatest degree of fear upon all other Briyas. And therefore it's brought that the word Gevura is Bigimatria, Aryeh, the lion, and Aryeh is also the same letters as the word Yira, to show that he's the symbol of this item, of imposing fear. So that Gevura goes together with Yira. The next Midah after Gevura is called Tiferes, which corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. These three, Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes, it's brought, correspond to Avram Avinu, who's the Isha Chesed, Yitzchak Avinu, who's known for his Gevura and Yira. The Torah refers to him as Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad is synonymous with fear. And Tiferes is the title given to Yaakov Avinu. Note that Tiferes is synonymous with Emes, truth, because the Pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, Titein Emes Liyaakov. So that here we see the connection between Yira and Emes, Gevura, being associated with Tiferes, which is the next Midah, which is synonymous with Emes, the Midah of Yaakov Avinu. After Tiferes comes Vahanetzach, L'cho Hashem Agdulo V'Agvura V'Tiferes V'Hanetzach. This is why Rabbeinu Zal points out that a person who avoids Sheker is Zeichet Tenitzochin. There's definitely a connection here in that the Midah of Tiferes, which is the symbol of Yaakov Avinu, the symbol of Emes, that's what leads a person to Nitzochin, to Netzach, to victory. The next item, Mem, is similar to something that we had earlier, but the wording is a little bit different. Earlier we spoke about the fact that a person is permitted to change the truth for the sake of Shalom, for the sake of peace. Now, in this statement, Rabbeinu Zal says, Mutar l'shanois kidei lahatzil es atzmoi, that in order for a person to save themselves, a person is permitted to lie. Obviously, this implies with a very serious discretion. It's not as if chas v'shalom, this is giving a heter across the board, that if a person is ever in any kind of trouble, will simply lie to get out of it. This is talking about a case of a person saving their life, where a person's life is actually in jeopardy, and even then it requires discretion. But in any case, this is a statement that Rabbeinu Zal makes, Mutar l'shanois kedei lahatzil es atzmoi, and there are two statements in the Navi that are brought as support for this. One outstanding case that the Gemara mentions is the case where Shmuel HaNavi was instructed by Hashem to go anoint Dovid HaMelech as king during the lifetime of Shaul HaMelech. And when Shmuel HaNavi said to Hashem, but if Shaul HaMelech finds out that I'm doing this, he'll kill me. He'll have me killed as a Moired B'Malchus, somebody who's undermining the kingdom of the Jewish king. And Hashem's instructions to Shmuel HaNavi were, then what you'll do is take with you an animal that could be used as a korban. In those days, they were permitted to bring korbanos on private mizbeachs that each person had for themselves. And if anybody asks you why you're coming into the city, V'yomarto, you'll say to them, L'zboyach l'Hashem bosi, I came to bring a sacrifice for Hashem. Even though that's not your real purpose, your real intent in coming there, still, in a case like this, in order to save yourself, you are permitted, l'shanois, to change the truth. Note, the Gemara's particular, Rabbeinu Zal's particular, quoting the Gemara, not to use the word mutar l'shaker, but l'shanois, to change. The second example that's brought is based on another incident with Dovid HaMelech, where at one point in time, Yonasan, the son of Shaul HaMelech, was shown at a certain meal that his father, Shaul HaMelech, was extremely angry and looking for blood from Dovid HaMelech. And Yonasan went and revealed this to Dovid HaMelech. He told him that his life was in danger and that he better do what he has to hide out and escape from the grasp of Shaul HaMelech. So the Torah says that Dovid HaMelech fled, and he came to a city of the Kohanim. And he approached the Kohen at that time, the leading Kohen, Achimelech. And Achimelech saw him traveling without any company, traveling alone, and Achimelech asked him immediately, what are you doing by yourself? And Dovar HaMelech said to him that HaMelech Tzivani Dovar, I was sent on a mission by Shaul HaMelech, a mission of secrecy, and nobody's allowed to know what I'm doing, and that's why I'm traveling like this alone without any accompaniment. And here again was a case where clearly Shaul HaMelech had not sent him on any mission, and yet the Torah says, the Torah, which is the epitome of emes, says that he was permitted to lie, that in this case, the truth is to say what's not true. Again, truth is a symbol of Hashem, of Kedusha, holiness. In this case, the Kedusha, the Kovod of Hashem is not to tell the truth, if it involves saving someone's life, or if it involves Sholem. And here again is this case of Ahalech Bamitecho. There are people who would analyze this and say, you can't tell me that that's true, or you can't tell me that that's right, because I know what truth is. Truth is if you tell the truth. And the answer is that that's not truth, and that's not right. Our definition of what's right is what Hashem says is right. There are people that would say that to murder somebody is the most wicked, evil, terrible crime that a person could ever commit. How do you go ahead and take somebody else's life? And yet we know that at certain points in the history of Bnei Israel, when it came to Amalek, Hashem commanded the Yidden to destroy Amalek, men, women, and children. So the question is, was that emes? Was that the truth? Was that what was proper? And the answer is most definitely. That was Hashem's emes. That was Hashem's chesed, Hashem's emes. Hashem knows what the definition of these terms is better than we could ever know. The next statement Rabbein Ezal makes, Mi she'oyhev k'zovim hu mevaze es ha-tzadik, gam hu bi'atzmoy nizbaze. A person who likes lies will come to insult tzadikim, and that person themselves will end up being embarrassed, insulted. This item, the Meforshim point out, there are a few psukim in Tehillim where Dovid HaMelech refers to this related to his own case, related to those people that spoke against him. They told lies against him, making it seem as if he was illegitimate, he wasn't roy, lovoy bekal Yisroel, and that he had married an Eshes Ish, running around saying that again he wasn't fit to be king because he took somebody else's wife. And Dovid HaMelech's response to this, Dovid HaMelech says in Kapitel Gimel in Tehillim, Ki hikiso es kol oivai lechi, that you, Hashem, when you struck at my enemies, you slapped them in the face, you slapped them in the cheek. And Rashi HaKodesh says, makas bizoyon hi, a smack is an insulting type of patch. When somebody wants to embarrass somebody, not just inflict pain, but to inflict embarrassment, shame, that's the symbol of a makas lechi, a slap in the cheek. And Rashi HaKodesh explains there that this was due to the fact that they spoke shkorim against Dovid HaMelech. We find also further in the next kapitel in Tehillim, Dovid HaMelech says, Adme chvoidi lichlimo, how long will my honor be shamed? Te'ehovun rik, tevakshu chozov sela, by people who like foolishness and they seek lies. They like to go after telling lies about me. Note, he talks about his own shame and embarrassment, that this is the ones who bring shame upon tzaddikim are ones who are tevakshu chozov sela. They're always looking, they enjoy hearing lies and they enjoy telling lies. We find another pasuk in Mishlei where the pasuk says, Dvar sheker yisno tzadik, v'rosho yavish v'yachpir. That lies are something that a tzaddik despises, and a rosho goes ahead and insults people and embarrasses people with his lies, by trying to put his lies over upon them. So here again we find the two different items that Rabbein Ezal presents here. Number one, the fact that those that are mevazet tzaddikim, you'll note that they're people that are into lying. And number two, that the result is that the punishment is mida keneged mida. Because they were mevaze a tzaddik, the punishment is also one of bizoyon, one of shame and embarrassment. The next item, membeis, Rabbein Ezal says, Mi shedoiver kzovim hu oived. A person who tells lies is lost. And the two psukim that are brought for this, the pasuk in Tehillim, toived doivrei chozov, those that tell lies should be lost. And also the pasuk in Mishle, v'yofiach kzovim yoived. Those that spout forth lies, again, will be lost. Rachmona Litzlan, this statement of being lost, the Torah using this word lost, chas v'shalom, is applied specifically to this item, a person that doesn't tell the truth. Mem Gimel, Rabbein Ezal says, Al yedei emes nitzol miloshen hara, by a person telling the truth, they'll be saved and protected from receiving or giving Lashon Hara, telling Lashon Hara, gam tfilosoi niskabel, and also, by being honest, this is a guarantee that a person's tefillah will be accepted, gam kishedoninoi seilamalo, doninoi seilafiz chuyos shaloi, and also, when a person who tells the truth is judged in the heavenly court, they look at the person's good side, not at their bad side. Kaviyochel Hashem turns away from looking at the negative things about this person. And here the Mefarshim bring the pasuk in Tehillim, Batzorosoli korosi vayaneni Hashem. Dovid HaMelech says, when I was in pain, when I had suffering, I called out to you, and you answered my tefillos Hashem. Hatzilo nafshi misfas sheker miloshen remiyah. He put these two things together, that whenever I had tzorois, you, Hashem, answered my tefillos as a result of misfas sheker miloshen remiyah hatzilo nafshi, as a result of my being protected from and saved from lies, shkorim. This is one item. Note, this item, loshen remiyah, refers to loshen hara. Loshen remiyah means a person saying bad things, things that they're not supposed to say. We find another case where these two items are put together. The pasuk says, "Netzor l'shoincha meira, protect your tongue from ra, l'shoin ra, from loshen hara, usfosecha midaber mirma, by avoiding having your lips say any mirma. Mirma means lies, shkorim. That these two go together. Loshen hara is a form of truth. Loshen hara means I actually saw somebody else doing something bad or say something bad, and I have an opportunity to tell that over to somebody else. That's considered one of the worst crimes possible in Yiddishkeit, for a person to spread something bad about something else that's factual, that's accurate, it's true. And Rabbein Ezal says here that comes from sheker. That disgusting type of truth, its mokor is in sheker. People that lie, automatically the lie leads into a perversion of truth, where the truth is used in a destructive way, chas v'shalom. The next item, mem dalit, Rabbein Ezal says, al yedei chalomos yeda odom im liboy emes im elikov. Through dreams, skipped a little bit, related to this last item that we mentioned, that regarding emes being a protection from lashon hara, and we said also when a person is judged lamala, they'll be judged according to their zechuyos. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where the pasuk says, Ha'azino tfilosi, Dovid HaMelech says, Hashem, accept my tefillah, beloy sifsei mirma, without lies, through the absence of lies in my word, accept my tefillah, Milfonecho mishpoti yetze. From before you, my judgment will come out. Einecho techzeno meshorim. Through your eyes, Hashem, only seeing meshorim, only seeing the good, the positive things about me. That when my judgment, when my mishpat comes forth from Hashem, it's through this einecho techzeno meshorim. That kaviyachu, you Hashem, will only see the good side of me. You'll close your eyes, chas v'shalom, to my chesroinos. Now to go back to this item, Mem Dalit, Rabbein Ezal had said that through dreams, a person can know if their heart is really true with Hashem. This is based on a pasuk in Tehillim where Dovid HaMelech says, Bochanto libi, pokadeto lailo. Kaviyochel, you Hashem were boichein my lave, You checked out my heart to see its loyalty, its honesty, its devotion to you. Pokadito laila. And this was shown at night. And the Gemara says in Brochas that this term pokadito refers specifically to dreams. The Gemara brings proof from another pasuk, bal yifkoid ro, referring to a person not having any bad dreams. So we see here the connection that one of the messages that a yid is shown within a dream is to be shown whether the person is considered honest or not, chas v'shalom, before Hashem. Item mem hei, Rabbein Azal says, mi shemekayim diburoi, yochoil la'asois pe'ulois. A person who fulfills what they say they're going to do, they keep their word, such a person is able to achieve accomplishments. Yochoi la'asois pe'ulois implies a person that's a great achiever. They're able to accomplish big things. This item, there are two psukim that are brought for this. One, a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, bal yavor pi, because I don't go against what my mouth has said, lefe'ulois odom, and therefore I'm able to achieve things for people, bidvar sfosecha, because of my lips, because of the fact that I'm careful to watch, to be mekayim, my dibur, as a result of that, I'm able to accomplish lefe'ulois odom. And next we have a pasuk in Yeshaya Novi where the pasuk says, v'nosati pe'ulosom be'emes. Hashem says, I will fulfill their accomplishments be'emes, with honesty. That according to a person sticking to this mid of emes, this is what determines how much a person will be zeicha to accomplish what they set out to accomplish, or what the person needs to accomplish. The next item, mem vov, Rabbein Azal says, mi she'ein loy gaiva, nitzol mesheker. A person who doesn't have any arrogance is saved from telling, from lies, from falsehood. The pasuk says in Tehillim, te'olamno sifsei sheker, hadoivrois begaiva vavuz. Hadoivrois alatzadi begaiva vavuz. Let those lips that tell lies be silenced, te'olamno be silenced, that speak against the tzaddik, begaiva vavuz, with arrogance and insult. We see the connection between these two items, that gaiva is associated with this sifsei sheker, with lies. We find another pasuk where the pasuk says in Tehillim about Hashem, v'loi pono el rehovim. Hashem does not look at, doesn't notice those people that are rahav, that are arrogant, bloated, v'shotei chozov, and those people that give forth lies. Again, these two items being put together. There's another pasuk in Mishlei that's brought, einayim romois l'shoin shoker. An eye that looks upward, a person who holds their head up high, l'shoin shoker. That goes together with lies. Item mem zayin, Rabbein Azal says, mi sheshoimer es atzmoi mischoik shel hitul, biyodua shehu ish emes. A person who avoids the wrong type of frivolousness, a certain type of fun that goes beyond the boundary of Kiddusha, beyond the boundary of what's kosher, that person, you can tell that they're an ishoemes, that the person is really, totally honest. And here the remez that's brought for this is, v'ad shechokim amitecha. Shechokim, the word shechokim, represents one of the levels of heaven, and the word shechokim is also miloshin schoik. Schoik means a certain unkosher type of simcha, where a person takes happiness to a level of frivolousness that leads to wrong things. The pasuk says, v'ad shechokim amitecha. By gauging the shechokim, a person's involvement in shechokim, up to shechokim, a person that doesn't touch shechokim, amitecha. That's a person who has emes. Whereas a person who goes, who falls into shechokim, into this wrong type of schoik, automatically you can tell that the person is lacking in this midah of emes. There's another pasuk in Mishlei that's brought about this. Kain ish rimo esrayehu. The pasuk talks about a time when the yidden will go on the wrong path, and it says that people will lie to their friends, they'll trick their friends and get them to do the wrong thing. V'omar haloi mesachekoni. And then the person will say, I was just joking. I didn't mean it. When I told you to do this and this thing and you tripped and fell or hurt yourself, the person will say afterwards, I was just joking. We see these two items being put together. Item Mem Ches. Rabbi Nezal says, Mi shehoyo shakron mi gilgul ho'ovar, al yedei zeh kishen izgalgel nase iter yad. A person who was a liar in the previous Gilgul, in the previous reincarnation, when that person comes back again beGilgul, they come back as a left-handed person. Now note, this: it doesn't say that all lefties were liars in previous Gilgulim. Unfortunately, there are many lefties that are liars in this Gilgul. Rabbi Nezal is not discussing that. Rabbi Nezal says that a person who was a liar in a previous Gilgul, when they come back as a left-handed person. And there's a remez to this brought again in a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, "Asher pihem diber shov," with their mouth they spoke lies, "V'yaminom yamin sheker," and their right is a false right. It's not the real right, what other people call the right side, the right hand, but their right is what other people call the left, obviously. An iter yad is a person, the wording in Shulchan Aruch is always, one who his right is what to other people is the left. So that here the pasuk implies that a person who spoke falsely, v'yaminom yamin sheker, then in the future, his yamin will be a false yamin. It's interesting to note that Rabbi Nezal has a chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Samach Vov, one of the very deep chapters in Likutei Moran, where Rabbi Nezal discusses Eliyahu HaNavi, and he discusses a few very outstanding items. One of the questions Rabbi Nezal takes up there in very great depth is the topic of left-handed person, what the source of it is, why such a thing should be, and how it ties into the way that Hashem runs the world. Mem Tes, Rabbi Nezal says, Mi sheshoymer es atzmoy v'doiver tomid emes, Ki'ilu oso shamayim va'oretz ves hayom ves kol asher bom. A person who's particular to always consistently tell the truth, that person gets credit as if they created heaven and earth, the ocean and everything in them. The person is actually considered a partner of Hashem kavyochol in the Bria. And here Rabbi Nezal quotes the pasuk, Oisei shamayim va'oretz Es hayom ves kol asher bom, hashomer emes li'olam. These two items are put together. Hashomer emes, it's the pasuk there is talking about Hashem kavyochol. Rabbi Nezal makes an association with people also, that hashomer emes li'olam, a person who watches out always to tell the truth, that person oisei shamayim voretz es hayom ves kol asher bom. That person gets credit as being a partner to Hashem. Now the question is, where do we have a right to say something like that? We know that this is also based on a statement in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there's a pasuk, V'leimor Litzion Ami Imi Ato. I'm sorry, V'leimor Litzion Ami Ato. Hashem says to Tzion, to the Yidden living in Yerushalayim, Ami Ato, you are my nation. The word Ami is spelled Ayin Mem Yud. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Al Tikri Ami Elohimi. The word Ayin Mem Yud can spell the word Ami being my nation. The word Imi, also spelled Ayin Mem Yud, means with me. Hashem says that I say to Bnei Yisrael, you are with me. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ma Ano, just as I create heaven and earth, Bimiluli, Hashem says, with my words, so too you, Bnei Yisrael, have the capability of creating heaven and earth with your words. When a person is zeichet to keep their words pure, specifically related to this mid of emes. The next item, nun, Rabbi Nezal says, Hasheker einoi elo befiv, avaloi bichsav. When we talk about falsehood, lies, that relates specifically to the mouth, not to what's written. Now this does not mean that a person writing something down that's a lie and giving it to somebody else, it does not constitute a lie. It does mean, however, that there is a difference between the spoken word and what's written down. When somebody says something that's untrue, that's considered a much greater degree of sheker than when it's written. And you'll see that there's a very interesting item that this is based on. The Gemara in Baba Basra and in Menuchas discusses the last few lines in the Torah. One of the statements that's made in those last few lines in the Torah is where it says, Vayomos Shom Moshe Eved Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the servant of Hashem, died. The Gemara says, who wrote those words? We know that as far as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the entire Torah. There are a few psukim in the Torah stating that Hashem read the words to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was required to write it down. In fact, the halacha says in Shulchan Aruch that because when Moshe Rabbeinu first wrote the Torah, it was done in that fashion, that Hashem spoke and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, therefore there's a halacha that when a sofer writes a sefer Torah, he must make sure that before he writes a word, he must say it first. Otherwise, it's not considered kosher, it's not considered acceptable. This is one of the requirements. And even if somebody else is reading it to him, even if he has somebody else sitting by and reading, Vayomer, when the sofer, before the sofer writes the word Vayomer, he must say it himself. So the Gemara asks, who wrote those last psukim? So the Gemara says, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says that obviously it couldn't have been Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously these last few psukim were written by Hashem, because Moshe Rabbeinu could not write the words Vayomos Shom Moshe Eved Hashem. So this had to be written by Hashem only. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon said, is it possible for a Sefer Torah to be called a Sefer Torah if it's missing even one letter? We know that if there's one letter missing in the Torah, it's considered posel. We do not call that a Sefer Torah anymore in terms of technically being acceptable as a Sefer Torah. And we find that when the Torah discusses Moshe Rabbeinu giving the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, it uses this wording specifically, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the Torah. So if what he gave them was missing 8 psukim, 8 sentences, there's no way in the world that it could have been that it could have been referred to in that way. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says that obviously what it must mean is this, that all the psukim up until those 8 psukim, Hashem said it, and Moshe Rabbeinu repeated the words after Hashem and wrote them. Moshe Rabbeinu was Omer v'choisev. He said the words and he wrote them. Whereas these last 8 psukim, Hashem said them and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them. And Moshe Rabbeinu did not say those words. He did not say Vayomos Shom Moshe Eved Hashem. This is what the Gemara says. The Marsho explains that obviously Rabbi Shimon was also concerned about this question of Rabbi Yehuda, that is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu died and he wrote the words Vayomos Shom Moshe? He could have. How could he write that and be living at the time? Because it would obviously appear as if he was lying. And the Marsho explains that what Rabbi Shimon is saying is that certainly the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to the Yidden was Bishlemus. It had everything in it, including these last 8 sentences. However, how did he avoid it appearing as a lie, these last 8 psukim? The way that they made the distinction was by the fact that up until that point, before Moshe Rabbeinu wrote each word, he said it and then he wrote it. By Moshe Rabbeinu showing a difference in these last 8 sentences in not saying it, only writing it, it showed clearly that there was a difference. And that in this sense, we find that when the Torah discusses sheker, it always mentions the word dibur. Doiver sheker lo yikoin leneged einai. The pasuk says a person who speaks a lie, Hashem says, cannot be in my presence. And there are many other psukim that talk about telling a lie. So here the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu showed a distinction, that these 8 psukim, even though he wrote the words Vayomos Moshe, the fact that he didn't say it made it less of a lie, made it considered less of an untruth. So that from here we see that there is definitely a difference between the spoken word and the written word. And sometimes a person saying something, even if it's in writing, saying it over could have a different effect completely than the item only being written. The final item, Nun Aleph, in this chapter on Emes, Rabbein Ezal says, Dibru Torah u'Nevi'im v'Chachomim b'Loshon Havai. The Chumash, the Navi, and the Gemara use exaggerations. A person would say that how is it conceivable for a Yid to ever exaggerate? For a Yid to say that this thing was so big it was up to the sky, or using that kind of wording. And the Gemara gives examples where the Chachomim in the Gemara exaggerated sometimes, and so too the Nevi'im, and so too in the Chumash itself. The Gemara says, for example, in Masechet Tomid, in describing the ashes on the Mizbeach, the Gemara says that there were times that it was so full of ashes that it was as if there were 30 kur of ashes on the Mizbeach. Now, 30 kur would be like a whole block full of ashes, which the Gemara says, obviously, that's not literally what it was, but the Gemara says that there were times when the Chachamim spoke in this way, using a guzma, using an exaggeration. And the Gemara says, we find this also in the Navi, and we find it in the Chumash. In the Chumash, the Torah says that when the Meraglim came back from Eretz Yisrael, and they described to Moshe Rabbeinu what they saw, they said they saw Orim Betzurois, they saw fortified cities, where the fortifications, the walls, were up to the Shemayim. That's the wording they used. Now that wording is written in the Torah, and we know that technically there's no way in the world that the walls reached up to Shemayim. If so, how is that allowed to be written into the Chumash? The answer is that there are times when the Torah HaKadoshah itself uses an exaggeration. And so to another proof that's brought from the Nevi'im, where the Pasuk says in the beginning of Malachim that they were stamping. There were people that were walking and stamping, and their voice could be heard throughout heaven and earth, Shomayim Voretz. Here again, the Gemara says that it doesn't mean literally that. Elo Dibra Torah B'loshin Havoi. The Torah also uses guzma. So that here again, in terms of a person knowing what is considered honesty and what's considered dishonesty, if a person were using their own personal judgment, a person could say that the minute I see somebody exaggerate at all about a certain item, obviously that person is a liar. Obviously that person is not within the gather of Kedusha. And here the Gemara tells us that this item exaggeration has a place, it has a mokar in the Torah also. Again, this is not chas v'shalom to give a person permission to do this in a way where they end up lying to people. They end up exaggerating about things and using that as a means of telling lies, giving over false information. But for a person to know that within Kedusha, within the boundary of Kedusha, within the boundary of Torah, this item of Havoi, Guzma, is also included. Halavai, we should be zeicha to be mekayim this tefillah of Dovid HaMelech, of Ahalech Ba'amitecho. We should be zeicha to come to understand Hashem's definition of emes, of truth, and we should be zeicha to go with that emes. And through that, be zeicha to all the brachos that Rabbein Ezal mentioned in these 51 statements. He listed tons of fantastic things that a Yid could be zeicha to through this mid of emes. And in the zechus of this mid of emes, we should be zeicha to see the building of the Beis HaMikdash of emes. It's brought in Sforim. The Gemara says, Kushto koi, that truth is something that's everlasting. It stands up strong. Sheker is something that even if it stands, it only stands temporarily. The Gemara says that you'll observe that the word sheker, each one of the three letters that makes up the word sheker, only has one base to it. The shin has one leg that it rests on, one bottom. The kuf, the main part of the kuf, that resh that makes it up, also is resting on one leg. And the resh of sheker resting on one leg. Whereas emes, each one of the three letters in emes, the aleph has two legs that touch the bottom line in the Sefer Torah. The mem has two parts to its base. And the tof has two legs that keep it strong. So the Gemara uses this remez as a kush dakoi. Emes is something that stands solid. The Meforshim say that this is one of the reasons why the first two Botei Mikdashos were able to be destroyed. Because the three Botei Mikdashos also represent Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes. Or Emes, as we said. Yaakov Avinu is the symbol of Emes, Titein Emes LiYaakov. This is why the first two Botei Mikdashos can be destroyed. The third one, which represents Yaakov Avinu, which represents the mead of Emes, that's the one that will be forever. We should be zechet to see the rebuilding of the third and final Beis HaMikdash with the coming of Moshiach, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein.